questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atan, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Today we want to talk about the personality of Aaron, brother of Moses, as pictured in the Holy Quran. Some people might ask that there must be some contrast in picturing Aaron, the brother of Moses, in Surah Taha of the Holy Quran. We can say in one picture, we have a believing person who believed in Moses and only Allah. And in the other picture, we have a person who was somehow an accomplice in calf worshipping of the Banu Israel. And instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Moses 40 days in order to go somewhere to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to find a spiritual perfection. And when he was back, he find that Samari has made a calf of gold and the people of Banu Israel started worshipping it. So how do you answer this question, Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. According to verses of the Quran, no one can blame Aaron or Prophet Harun alayhi salam, and the Quran is very clear and explicit in this regard, and there is no contradiction. There is only one misunderstanding of one of the verses that we need to talk about. Now, according to some verses of the Quran, Harun tried his best to fight against Samari and those people of Banu Israel who began worshipping the calf. In chapter Al-A'raf, verse 150, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولما رجع موسى إلى قومه غضبان آسفا. So we know that Moses was in Mount Sinai for 40 days. So when he returned to his people, he was wrathful in violent grief. And he said, evil is that you have done after me. Evil is that you have done after me. Did you turn away from the bidding of your Lord? And he threw down the tablets and seized his brother by the head. Now, some people, as I mentioned, they try to refer to this part of the verse that أَخَذَ بِرَأْسَ أَخِيهِ يَجُرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Moses, sees his brother by the head, dragging him toward him. He said, Harun alayhi salam here says, O son of my mother, addressing Musa alayhi salam, innal qawm istad'afuni, surely the people reckon me weak. Wakadu yaqtulunani, and had well nigh slain me, they were about to kill me.
Yes.
فَلَا تُشْمِدْ بِيَ الْأَعْدَىٰ, therefore make not the enemies to rejoice over me, وَلَا تَجْعَلِي مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, and count me not among the unjust people. So Harun alayhi salam is very clear here in saying that I was fighting against them, they tried to kill me, so I had no other way but to...
No other choice but to oppose them because of the number.
That's exactly. Right. Okay. In chapter Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the event more about how Harun alayhi salam tried to fight them and reject them. وَلَقَدْ قَالَ لَكُمْ هَارُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ يَا قَوْمْ إِنَّمَا فُتِنْتُمْ بِهِ. Harun has said to them before, O my people, you are only tried by it, meaning that it is a test. This calf, the act of summary, is a test by God. And وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ, and your Lord is beneficent, Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي وَأَتِعُوا أَمْرِي, therefore follow me and obey my order. So he is trying his best, but قَالُوا لَن نَبْرَحَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفِينَ حَتَّى يَرْجَعَ إِلَيْنَا مُوسَى. They said, no, we will by no means cease to keep to its worship until Musa returns to us.
That's right.
So in this case, Harun alayhi salam has acted upon his responsibility. And then when Musa alayhi salam comes back, he sees the event and of course, he should become very angry after all these years of preaching. Now, after 40 days, people have, turned away everything. They have come back to worshiping the idols.
We can also have a symbolic look at the summary calf, and that is the materialistic
the
mundane world around that. If you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even for one moment, let alone to 40 days, you can be distracted from the right path of Allah to the satanic path and worship, something like a calf.
Exactly. In chapter Taha 2, Musa alayhi salam apparently and seemingly is asking Harun alayhi salam for kind of explanation.
That's right.
قال يا هارون ما منعك إذ رأيتهم ضلوا. Musa said, oh Harun, what prevented you when you saw them going astray? أَلَّا تَتَّبْعَنْ أَفَعَسَيْتَ أَمْرِي, so that you didn't follow me? Did you then disobey my order? And this is the question, but Harun عليه السلام explains. قَالَ يَا ابْنَ أُمْ لَا تَأْخُذْ بِلِحْيَتِي وَلَا بِرَأْسِي, O son of my brother, seize me not by the beard nor by my head. إِنِّي خَشِيتُ أَن تَقُولَ فَرَّقْتَ بَيْنَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَلَمْ تَرْقُبْ قَوْلِي. I was afraid lest you should say you have caused a division among the children of Israel and not waited for my word. So these verses are referring to the fact that Harun alayhi salam is, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. He's asking the children of Israel not to worship the calf and follow the orders of Musa alayhi salam. The point is that the answer of Banu Israel, based on the very explicit of the Quran, is that they say that no, we are not listening to you. We wait till Musa alayhi salam comes back. And second of all, Harun alayhi salam explains that I thought that if I continue talking to them, it might bring kind of division among Banu Israel. And this is what Musa alayhi salam did not want as well.
Yes.
So he explicitly mentions that إِنِّي خَشِيتُ أَن تَقُولَ فَرَّقْتَ بَيْنَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَلَمْ تَرْقُبْ قَوْلِي. I was afraid that you may tell me you have caused a division among the children of Israel and not waited for my word.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
In all these verses, the emphasis is put on the fact that Harun alayhi salam has acted upon his duty of forbidding the evil, talking to people, asking them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to, act upon the orders of Musa alayhi salam and not to follow
Sunnah. Was Harun himself a prophet?
Yeah, yes.
He was a prophet?
Yeah.
So after Prophet Moses, he became a prophet or no at the same time?
At the same time, they were prophets. And the only point is that according to some narrations, Harun died before Musa alayhi salam.
Uh-huh.
So he wasn't a prophet after Musa alayhi salam. But, we have the same case in many eras in the history of humankind. We have many prophets at the same time and it's... for example, we have the story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and Prophet Lut or Lot alayhi salam. They were at the same time. Or Jesus and John, Isa and Yahya alayhi salam. Now, the only question that might be raised here is that, okay, you're claiming that Harun alayhi salam has acted upon his responsibility. But when we see the reaction of Musa alayhi salam, it seems that it is as if there is something wrong with what Harun alayhi salam did. So if he has acted upon his responsibilities, why do we see such a reaction from Musa alayhi salam, like talking to him in a way that did you disobey me? or I mean taking his head or beard and so on and so forth. It is as if he has made a mistake. Now, answering this question, the Muslim scholars have explained 2 points. First of all, according to some scholars, they say that Musa alayhi salam was sure about the fact that there is nothing wrong with the deeds of Harun. He shouldn't be blamed. And for sure, he has acted upon his responsibility.
Yes.
But the point is that by this gesture and this act and this way of talking to Harun alayhi salam, he tried to tell Banu Israel how great their crime is. Mm-hmm. And really it was. I mean, imagine for many years you have preached about monotheism, then you're away from these people for 30 days and 10 days are added, for 40 days you're away, and at the same time another prophet is among you.
Yes.
But as soon as a man like Samari comes among you, you are deviated, you forget everything, you go back to worshipping the idol. And so this is nothing to be taken lightly. To tell Banu Israel that they have made great mistake, they have committed a major sin, he tried to show that by talking to Harun in such a way that when we are talking about a serious crime, serious mistake and sin like polytheism, even I'm going to ask my brother Harun for explanation.
That's right.
So that was to tell the people how big the crime is. And the other point is that, again, he was sure, Musa alayhi salam was sure that, Harun cannot be blamed. But the point is that maybe later other people would have blamed Harun for not reacting, not doing anything. So by asking these questions, Musa alayhi salam tried to tell the people that no, Harun alayhi salam has acted upon his responsibility.
Yes.
So he himself seemingly blames Harun, and Harun explains. And
yes,
the answers of Harun alayhi salam are absolutely convincing.
Okay.
So for other people at his time, and maybe for the next generation, for us living in this time, maybe we may have the same questions. So during these 40 days, Harun could have done something.
Yes.
So if Musa alayhi salam didn't ask him, no one knew about the reality. But
yes,
here Musa alayhi salam is asking the question, Harun explains the situation,
okay,
and all people agree that what was done by Harun alayhi salam was absolutely correct. He asked the people, he forbade the evil. He asked the people to act upon the orders of God and Musa alayhi salam. And he was afraid that if he continues, then there would be a division among the children, mm-hmm, of Israel, and it was bigger problem.
Yes.
So based on these two explanations, we come to this understanding that Harun alayhi salam cannot be blamed, and there is no contradiction in these verses of the Noble Book of Quran.
That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the personality of Aaron or Harun in the Holy Quran. It was very kind of you. Thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn وحسن. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن. القرآن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن.